Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio, and hello, YouTube and Facebook. Welcome. Amen. 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 Yes. Oh, here we go. Do you want me to lead or do you want to lead? Okay. Amen. Here we go. Our pledge to the Word of God. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. And good evening, everyone. It's so good to be here with you. Love you all. I see you, John Wehner, on YouTube. Welcome. We love you. We're glad you're with us. And here we go, our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer, declare this boldly, remembering who you are in Christ. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And welcome, Rebecca Smith. We see you too now. Love you. Amen. We have events and yes. Yes, amen. We are ready for the word. Yeah. Whoops. Humble yourself before the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. And congratulations, Wayner, on being called back to work. We're so happy and thank you, Father. Right, not just called back to work, but the only one that was called back from the layoff list. That is awesome. That is awesome. That is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is my Bible. I do believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am. Because he is the great I am. Tonight I receive this word. I plant it as a seed in my heart that will produce a hundredfold return and more in my life, family, ministry, and everything I do. Holy Spirit of God, my resident teacher, I open up my heart and mind and understanding to you tonight. Show me who you are. Show me who I am. And help me walk with God, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We're holding. You're frozen. Okay. We can still hear you. That's just quite the picture you're frozen on. You're definitely making a point. Move, dude. Yeah, we can still hear you good. It's fine. It's all right. Oh, there you are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. I speak over my family. I speak over my life. I speak over my financial life, my spiritual life, my influence in my community. Help me walk with you, Lord, and be exactly what you want me to be. Bold and courageous for your ways. To see signs, wonders, and miracles happen all around me. That I will take everybody that's with me and will enter into glory when you call us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yes, happy birthday, Bryn. Love you guys. Glad you're with us. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night that he was betrayed, took the bread. Do this in remembrance of me. In my blood, this do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. Jesus' redemptive work until he comes. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and its torment in Jesus' name. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. So today, be made perfect in him. He God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day, according to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God. And you rose again on the third day for me. I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As you instructed your disciples, Jesus, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every curse must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other path I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you.
And Jesus is Lord. We love you.
And then praying for each of you, Jesus' mighty name.